Second news. Trending now. Trending now.
A partly cloudy start to the weekend. Isolated thundershowers can be expected from this afternoon over Gauteng, as well as parts of Mpumalanga, Limpopo in the northwest. Cool in some places, but hot over parts of the northwest. Pretoria and eMalahleni up to 25. Joburg and Mpumalanga 24. Polokwane 22. Rustenburg a high of 27 degrees.
Queuing traffic in Melrose is on the M1 southbound towards Caller Drive.
A 21-year-old man has been arrested in Hillcrest, north of Johannesburg, in connection with the alleged selling of matric results. These were allegedly released on a private website called Edumarks at 100 rand per result. The results are said to have been available a week before the results of the class of 2024 were officially released earlier this week. And Israel's Security Cabinet is set to meet later today after final details of a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal were ironed out through the night. If approved by Israel's Cabinet, the ceasefire agreement would take effect on Sunday and involve the exchange of Israeli hostages for Palestinian prisoners, after which the terms of a permanent end to the war would be finalised. And with that, looking at our business news. The World Bank foresees global growth to remain stable this year and next year, but remaining at recent historic lows. Growth should hit 2.7% in 2025 and 2026, in line with the level reached last year, and with the World Bank adding that inflation and interest rates should decline gradually over this period. The bank says in a new report it expects sub-Saharan Africa, Latin America, the Middle East and North America to benefit from stronger demand, leading to more robust growth. And new data released in Beijing this morning shows that China recorded one of its lowest rates of economic growth in decades last year. The world's second largest economy grew by 5%, and that's down from 5.2% in 2023. A dollar this morning at 18 rand 80, a euro 19 rand 36, a pound at 23 rand on the dot. Gold at $2,715.38 per fine ounce. Oil trading at $81.61 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khada De Souza, back with more news at 7.
Well, it has been raining relentlessly in and around Johannesburg for weeks on end now, and the Joburg Super Kings and Pretoria Capitals sharing the spoils after rain had the final say. That was in the Betway SA 20 clash at the Bullring last night. Super Kings won the toss, put the Capitals into bat. Visitors restricted to 138 for 8 in their 20 overs. The rain started falling just as the Kings batters walked to the crease. Brighton and Hove Albion's run of 8 Premier League games without a win came to an end. They beat Ipswich 2-0, that was last night. Ahmad Diallo scored a 12-minute hat-trick as Manchester United roared back to beat league basement club Southampton 3-1, avoiding a fourth straight home defeat. The group stage of the CAF Champions League draws to a close with 8 matches scheduled across the continent, and that's this weekend. Only 2 quarterfinal spots are still up for grabs. Orlando Pirates will take on Al Ahly in Cairo at 6 tomorrow evening, but they have already qualified. On Sunday, Sundowns need to avoid defeat to they're at home to an already qualified ASFAR in Pretoria, and they will want to join their opponents in the next phase. And sink or swim for the South African franchises in the Investec Champions and EPCR Challenge Cups this weekend. In the Champions Cup, Vodacom Bulls determined to finish on a winning note. They lock horns with Stade Francais. The Stormers, meanwhile, will have their work cut out against Racing 92 in Paris. Sharks will also be up against it in Pool 1 log leaders Bordeaux. They're currently only one of 4 teams unbeaten in the competition. In the EPCR Challenge Cup, Lions welcome the Dragons and the Cheetahs up against Lyon. I'm Colin Jinger, and that's a Jack of Sport. Jacaranda FM plays more.